coming of age. In principle, we go, a work of art or to a hospital, a work of art or down a long corridor. Always reproducible, to see man-made artifacts, imitated. Our mother, in principle, has always been technique. Replicas were made and there we went, joined by third parties, in the pursuit of the hospital, of gain. Come, leave, the agents dissimulated. The mechanical reproduction of a babe's tooth, to see. Historically, how the brain represents something new, to keep pace with printing. Our mother advanced, intermittently. In leaps at long intervals, but with accelerated intensity toward disguise. As the Greeks first founded and stamped, we went. All others were unique, long before any special revolutionary case. To the hospital, yet pictorial infection at the curtain of the 19th century was incurable. We traced the design to quarantine a few rituals. Was the eye looking into a lens, or our mother? Gone more swiftly than a hand can draw. We go, but we hate to because we are breeding things ourselves and don't want to mix samples. The Scottish longhair, the Guernsey, the seed from all the livestock she birthed from her red, peeling barn doors. The seeds are kept in a viscous substrate at room temperature. The vials held in delicate pincers. We wear special electronic gadgets that spray our unique patterns of radiation to small handheld sensors. Our portraits are compared to our file. Only those with top security clearance are allowed in the storage rooms. Our files are the source of verifiable truth, the closest there is to original creation. Unfortunately, the handwritten intertitles were the first to decompose, out from the center of words toward the neighboring celluloid. Likewise, her gibberish mesmerizes the staff. Most of the first reels have long since rotted, and only a few genetic filaments belonging to those lucky bastards who store their memories separately can be injected into the herd. For the first time, we went straight to photography, freed our homes, to the hospital, or the process of reproduction. A sterile room, virtually implying the pace of speech, flash, and our mother, cinema muet, tracing the first generation of patents pending, the cone of light. Be grateful, my children, for the gesture, her eyes in a death flutter. The presence of the original, patina, her sweating forehead, an archive of the industrial century, over here, elicits a bow to the sphere of authenticity, twofold and manual portrait, cranking at an above-average speed, the birth rate. Unattainable brush strokes choose their emulsions carefully as we develop the contrasts of the beholder. Our mother's grainy breasts, halfway. The hormones come powdered and we sample them with the tip of licked finger to tongue. Can they produce the best milk? The science is astounding and forces us to abandon our instincts, to focus on melody at the price of drama, to choose the zeitgeist over the graph and deny the presence of what can't be diagnosed. Virtuosic grunts come from our instruments of artificial insemination. We consult her only regarding the phenotypes that produce the heaviest sales. She can no longer choose her penetrations, only absorb the news. The cows squeezed upon with cold metal piping, trapped in the splintering pens. She would like to serve us her flesh, but the steroids and rubber tubing won't allow. We go to the cathedral, its locale in the studio or a soundstage, or a motorized bed, to reproduce our mother, performed in an auditorium or in the open air. identical brothers echo in the drawing room, waiting room, where the acoustics are best. Your presence is greatly depreciated. Her speech is canned. A feast for every occasion. Is this really our last visit? Her lips make air kisses. All that is transmissible, as our mother, from the beginning manifest, the folds of sterile gauze and chiaroscuro, and what is jeopardized when the historical is affected, the ritual, the authority of religion, the old-fashioned birth canal, the aura is what withers as we duplicate over and over our mother. Ceremonies of economy, the birth of the touched up, images destined to serve no one globally. We approach her slowly, her cranks and black casing held by rubber bands and old string, the lens dusty, bulbs and mirrors missing entirely. Only a tattered, eaten, rotted reel spills from her mouth. A shattering, we go. The corridor blows in, too. And in permitting the liquidation, too. This is 1927, the hospital. I am a film walking the town disoriented, too. My brain is moved to the mouth where the conclusions are projected to see. And the shut of my decaying aura stuffs the function of their visiting. We go. To feel nothing is only possible while resting on a summer afternoon to the hospital. Every day the urge grows to get a hold of an object to see. At close range, by way of mechanical genitals, our mother. They come to the hospital to see their mother's genitals. We haven't. Under the paper gown, seen. Unmistakably, her. Unarmed, like this. Undeserved. Before. The vials bearing seeds increase in value with the outstanding performance of the herd. We approach the bed cautiously, not wanting to scare her out of the scarecrow costume or ignite her hair as the sun focuses through our glances. We pull back the plastic-coated curtains, colored orange with patterns of leaves. Permanence is going. We, to such a degree, reproduce the labor, lose all time, as our mother did in her imaginary barn. This is manifest in the field of perception. To see what in theory is only noticeable as statistics, the hospital is a process limited by characters and statistical significance. As much for thinking as for perception, the masses adjust to the work, technical magic, or mothering, and produce cereals from behind massive pillows, doled to starving refugees. The cult finds newsworthy expression, the art of the smile, the scan, the rotted floorboards in the hayloft, better sources of indoor lighting, the curve of a dead field mouse spine, the last symptoms of Rembrandt. Fixed. Her head rests heavy in our palms. Back and forth, we hold her in sleep as it labors to keep from collapsing. We want to crawl up next to her, but ancestral witches in other beds mock our mention of hygiene, which, of course, is no more than a footnote in the last era of cool air and how her breathing is sponsored by electric cord. Her head slips to the side. Her choking indicates that she may convulsively and finally remember what that she named us. We go in world history, the battery of surgeries, parasitic dependence on generations, to the hospital to test the educated genetic guesses reproduced from a photographic negative. Emancipates the farm nerve from agriculture. To see our mother, the screen will display a question mark, a last frame of heartbeat. As certain sculptures on medieval cathedrals are invisible from the ground, no higher exhibit is possible of belief. Bump. We hit. gone for the last time, en masse, to strike against her. The disputed lapse in the system, the last symptoms of an emergency, emanates from the early stuttering of films, to see in the fleeting expression of a face, the illness of history, the resulting change in our mother. Her performance substituted by a hard plastic womb stimulated by batteries. And where to go now? Aching and bumping along the corridor, regaining in principle our mother original, wanting to say something, but reeling in. The syndicate, the fake part of cruelty, an ancient ritual of family. Nowhere more everywhere than here. Her children won't stay for another showing. Good riddance. She coughs blood and a tiny mewing. She's franchising in the next world now. The nurses get busy.
Point in Line by Talia Field. Performed by Anna Foss Wilson. Original music by Alex Waterman. In collaboration with Eternities, Katie Porter, and Bob Bellaroux. Produced and designed by Ben Williams for Category Other. Recorded at the Collapsible Hole in New York City.